East Coast Radio, KZN's widest variety of hit music now with more R&B. In the studio, in the building, we've got comedian extraordinaire, mega funny lady. She's from Serbia via the Welsh Republic of the UK. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Nina Hasty! Nina, you're like my second guest on East Coast Radio.
That is something to talk about.
Something to behold.
That is something to behold. I've got a few records walking around town. I hold the first standing ovation at the Goliath Comedy Club.
You're lying.
Struznianis.
What was this, like day one, two, three?
It was like day four or something.
And prior to that, there hadn't been a standing ovation?
There hadn't been one, but I was
you
up
go, girl.
I was like, yep.
Yeah, the Goliath brothers are the guys who are sort of monopolizing the comedy game here in Joburg
yes.
right now,
well,
right?
Because they work hard yeah. and, you know, they're funny. That's kind of the whole point. Just be funny, everything yeah. else will follow, and have a good work ethic, and etc., etc. But yeah, so now, what, the second guest on the Fat Joe show? On the drive?
Yeah!
Just don't put pie on my face. Don't throw a cake
oh,
in my face.
Oh, you saw that!
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
I had that on my show!
Shout out to Rory, man. Oh, yeah, you guys, thank yeah. you! You broadcast it!
Yes!
So, what did you guys, what was the conversation about? By the way, Nina is the host, anchor, slash contributor of a major, major brand new TV show on
SABC 3. It's called
Trending SA. Right?
It's 12 to 1 every day, so it's like a lunchtime. Your lunchtime companions is myself.
And your co-hosts are?
Shaga Sisulu.
That's ANC royalty right there, okay?
Right. Pabi Moloi,
okay. Yeah, all right. Just all around street girl.
What? She's my
shout
friend.
Shout out to Pabi. You know, she's married now, I understand.
Yeah, but
she knows what I mean. You know, we used to be in the streets.
No, Pabi's been a TV person. And Cooley Roberts.
So you guys took our video and you played it.
Yes.
And what was the commentary?
Essentially, the show's about trending topics, and you trended. You trended because
I don't know how that happened.
So what happened was everyone
I think
was
Twitter
like,
made a mistake.
Twitter made a mistake because you resigned on your first day. We were like,
How epic is that?
Yeah, that was.
I think that's
epic.
A first.
I think that is definitely a first.
Yeah.
But also, like, how this guy. You know, like, trust Fat Joe to resign on his first day and just trend and just be great. And everybody's talking about you. And we were just like, yeah, but is it a stunt or isn't it a stunt? And, you know, yeah.
Let me guess, that was Shaka being intelligent.
Yes.
Let me put my brain on.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of...
As ordained to me by my father when he founded the ANC.
And his father before him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there's a lot of brains at that table. Do not be surprised by those pretty faces.
Yeah, considering the cast members that you have. That's actually a loony bunch. Because a lot of people would think Shaka, I mean, you know, Cheese Kids, oh, what a great role model. Mm. No. Pabi Moloi, like, she's like, I'm married, I'm LT, you know, I do TV, and da da da. No. Like, don't
wow.
believe. No, these are gangsters you
wow.
work with. Cooley Roberts does not give a damn. She's a personally certified gangster.
Yes.
So you work with a crazy bunch.
Yes.
You're probably the most level-headed person on that squad.
That's only now, I think. I think low-key Cooley Roberts is the most level-headed person.
Cool. You went through a really dark period in your life?
Yeah, so I'm in recovery. Actually, yesterday was a milestone for me. It was 2 years and 10 months of sobriety for me.
So was it alcoholism?
Alcoholism.
Drugs?
A fair amount of drugs, but not like, I wasn't like, I'm on heroin and stuff. It was like, you know.
It was just crack.
Crack. Nothing hectic.
Yeah, a little bit of crack, yeah.
I just took meth a few times by mistake. I didn't know.
I mean, like, you can be an Olympic gold medalist and take meth.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
they never, that's funny.
Yeah, it's like a supplement. It's like a supplement now.
It just makes
go
faster. So
was
my
it depression? Was it a midlife crisis? What do you think?
I think it was an unattended nervous breakdown and depression from like years of unattending bad things that had happened to me. So sexual violence, etc. I actually shared about it on Women's Day. So what happened is I got booked to do a Women's Day function at the place that I was raped, ironically enough. And I hadn't been able to go to this venue for many, many years. And then...
Can you share with us the venue?
So the Botanical Gardens in Pretoria.
No way.
So, yeah.
During
just,
the day?
No, it was a nighttime thing. There was a lot of complications. If you go into my Twitter timeline,
you can
I share.
You get the story.
You
okay.
follow it and share the story. So, basically, I'd shared about it because there were many complications in it. So what had happened was I was under the influence. I'd been drinking. There was like this traumatic situation that happened, and I bumped into some guys from school who said they'd give me a ride home.
Oh,
they saw
no.
that I was like quite traumatized.
Right.
And they're like, you know, have this joint. Yeah, have another drink. You'll be fine. And then, so that guy was like, making me feel safe. We kind of pulled over on the side of the road right next to the botanical gardens. We were sort of messing around, and then the cops actually came by at that point,
right,
and asked me if I was okay. And at the time, I said yes.
Yeah,
I've never forgave myself for that, because what happened after that moment was horrendous.
Right.
They drove me to this, I don't really remember, but it was like this deserted space in the hood in Esterus. And it was just like, they were like, we're going to leave you for dead, and someone's going to kill you and if you don't. And then these two men both sort of imposed themselves on me. It was really hectic. And that is one of three.
And so you shelved it away. One of three incidences
in my life that I have experienced.
Oh, no, don't say that, Nina.
So basically there was like all the sexual violence and like horrible things and alcoholism and drama and blah, 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 blah. And I never really shared about it. I was just a crazy person the whole time, and nobody understood, like, why is this woman so crazy?
Right.
Because I was just trying to deal.
Isn't it crazy? Like, you only deal with something when you're able to talk about it. And the more you talk about it, the more you release it and let it go.
Absolutely. And also you find solidarity in spaces where other people who have been through this kind of thing and have shown some strength in that space. And also realize all I needed was for someone to say to me, Nina, it wasn't your fault.
Right.
It's okay. Nobody gets to tell you what to do with your body. Nobody gets to do anything to your body, no matter what state you're in.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And no one's really explained that to me, that dynamic, because there's a lot of like slut shaming. There's a lot of rape shaming. So that there's a friend of mine, she wrote a play, Kim Sansusi, she wrote a play called The Dirt Road, which is a relationship between a colored woman from Durban and a Xhosa guy from the Eastern Cape. And they have this relationship. There's also the interracial and social dynamics between the two of them. He's saying she must adopt his culture. She's saying, but what about my culture? And he said, what about your culture?
Wow.
Which is something very indicative of our country right now. Colored people don't have an identity in different spaces because they've all got different backgrounds.
Yeah.
But then what happens is halfway through, the woman gets raped and he no longer wants to make love to his wife because he feels that she's tarnished.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot in many of our communities.
That sounds like Rockville.
Yeah. So this is like, it's very intense. So these kinds of things happen. I am a better person now.
Yeah.
Because I have dealt with all these things, and God, you know, sends strong people hectic things so that strong people can be a shining light. But yeah, I do so many other things. I'm working with MTV Base. I make on a show called Newsish. We do comedy sketches. What else have I got? There's the Vuzu
stuff. So you're
just
popping. Yeah, yes. You're like a busy bee
I'm
now.
Yeah, a busy bee. Stand-up.
Making lots of money.
Yeah, finally. Gosh, I've been under the radar for like 12 years. I've been doing stand-up comedy and I was broke. I've lived on so many people's couches. Thank you, everyone. And anyone in KZN that's listening, if I've slept on your couch, thanks.
Wow.
Thanks.
That's amazing, man. We got to get you to come back. Just real quick, on social media, people can tag you.
You can follow at that Nina Hasty, not this one, that Nina Hasty on Instagram.
Not Hasting, but Hasty.
Hasty. Yeah. H-A-S-T-I-E.
Right,
and you can watch SABC3 every day. You can watch MTV Base on... Oh, and I've got a sitcom coming out. Gosh, I forgot about that. So, Grey Hoffmeyer's new sitcom. Grey Hoffmeyer, the guy that did those Leon Schuster movies. He did all the Leon Schuster movies and he created Isidingo. He's got a new sitcom called Soap on a Rope that I do with Sonia Sidibe and with Luthuli Dlamini and Alfred Ntombela. It's like a star-studded cast.
What channel is that coming on?
Also SABC3.
Wow.
So that launches in the next like 3 weeks.
Jeez, you're doing more TV shows than me, man.
Yes, son.
Me and Kanye were trying to go for the record, but we're losing.
You guys were kind of the benchmark. So.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, Nina, thank you for coming to hang out with us.
Thank you so much, Joe. I really
appreciate it. Like I said, you're my second guest. When you come to Durban, please come through. We'll do some stuff. We got a little TV studio as well. We can do some cool stuff.
Awesome.
And we'll support you in your shows.
Can I just congratulate you on this show?
Oh, thank you.
I think that the people are going to love you. I think that
this is
a nice place for you to land. And Durban is just filled with love. And Durban deserves things. Sometimes people forget about Durban. And I'm glad that they have gotten somebody who's going to give them the love that they deserve.
Oh, thank you, man. You see what I'm saying? That's why we have her here, ladies and gentlemen. Nina Hasty! Yay! All right. East Coast Radio, KZN's widest variety of hip music. Now with R&B. More R&B.